views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Welcome to Voices of Women. I'm so glad to be here today. It's such a pleasure to interview presenters from our Woman Wisdom Conference and meeting new people. For me, we have a couple guests today from California. And it's funny how synchronicity happens, is wasn't planned. It's just that they are both doing workshops related to sexuality. So that's our topic today, sex. And also, before we go into that, I would just want to remind people that check out the Woman of Wisdom website for their schedule for the conference. It's February 12th through the 16th. And there are early bird specials through December 31st. You're going to want to check them out on our website. Just go to womanofwisdom.org and look for 2015 conference and register soon. So today I have Deborah Taj Annapol and Lynn Crichton. Dr. Deborah Taj Annapol, I'm going to interview first. She is an explorer of the spaces where sex, spirit, sustainability, love, and ecology meet. Her tantric journey through inner and outer landscapes is an ongoing process of discovery, and she brings a rare integration of over three decades of spiritual practice, the healing arts, Western psychology, academic training, and women's wisdom to her work as a seminar leader and relationship coach. She has a PhD in clinical psychology, and she's the author of Polyamory in the 21st Century, The Seven Natural Laws of Love, and other books, and also producer of the video Pelvic Heart Integration. And she works with partners and groups and individuals who are exploring conscious relationships, gender, tantric, erotic meditation, pelvic heart integration, and sexual healing for over 30 years. So she is giving a workshop on Saturday, February 14th. It's called Pelvic Heart Integration, Reclaim Your Innocence About Love and Sex. And her website is www.lovewithoutlimits.com. So welcome, Deborah.
Thank you, Chris. Happy to be here.
Yeah, so I know when you've written that, you know, and we all have that longing for love and sexual fulfillment. And you work with a lot of people. There's a lot of confusion about how to sustain our intimate relationships and things that just get in the way. And so we're going to chat about that today and how, you know, practical steps for reclaiming our heart and pelvic with consciousness.
Thanks. Yeah.
So let's first start off with how you got into this work and why you do it. I think there's probably a calling here for you.
Yes. And there's a lot of different stories I could tell about why I do the work and how I got into it. But the very first story is that actually I started out looking for a way to end war. I got involved in the anti-war, later the peace movement, during Vietnam in the 60s when I was a teenager. And I saw pretty quickly that the anti-war movement was not creating peace. And I kind of went on a journey looking for how we could have peace in the world. And it led me directly into working with sexuality and relationships between men and women. Peace starts at home.
Mm-hmm. It reminds me of a mentor of mine, of Danan Perry, who believes war starts the beginning of war is the gender war. It's the gender relationships, and he puts men and women together working together on these gender issues. So it's interesting that you kind of came to that same conclusion too.
Yes. Well, there's a few of us out here. It's not what people think. Why am I working in the field of sexuality? And I'm sure it also has to do with fascination I've always had around sexuality. But this is how it started for me. It's how do we have peace?
So let's talk about your book, the one, Seven Natural Laws of Love. And let's talk about what those laws of love are and where they came from.
Okay. Well, first of all, let me say that these are laws in the sense of natural laws, like the laws of physics, like gravity. They're not, you know, laws that are man-made and that come with punishments. They're just the way things work. And what I did was I studied all of the spiritual traditions around the world and looked for what are the common denominators, what are the things that are found in every tradition, and how can we apply those not just to some kind of abstract spirituality, but real everyday life in the body. And so the first law I recognized is that love is its own law. And what that means is that it's a higher law than man-made laws, because the truth is that many of our man-made laws are not very loving. And another law, and one that there's a huge amount of confusion about, I call the law of source, meaning that the source of love is inside of us. And a lot of people understand that to mean, self-care, you should be nice to yourself, you should take care of your health, you should do fun things. And those are all great things to do, and nothing against that. But that's not what's meant by the law of source. Really, talking about something deeper than that, that our true identity is not the body, not the mind, not the emotions, but something unchanging that can never be harmed and never dies. And many of us are compromising ourselves and trying to control other people, getting ourselves into all kinds of predicaments looking for love, when actually it's right there inside of us.
Yeah, that is probably one of the most important things inside. If you can't love yourself, how can you love someone else?
Yeah, so that's I've kind of arbitrarily numbered these laws, but they do kind of correspond also to the chakras, the energy centers in the body. And so the next one is the law of attraction. And a lot of people are familiar with this because of the film The Secret, but really what it says is that the more you focus on love and gratitude, the more you will attract love. And easier said than done, but I think that's pretty well understood. The law of unity is another one that I think gets us into a lot of difficulties, because often we get polarized around certain issues internally and with important people in our lives. And the law of unity says that love includes everyone and everything. It takes no position. And so as soon as you find yourself taking a position or excluding someone or something, you know that you've stepped out of love. And if we can resolve these polarities internally, then we don't have to fight them out with a partner. And that's what I see in a lot of my relationship coaching, is that two partners both are denying half of the truth, and fighting about it with each other instead of finding the unity between the opposites inside. And then we have the law of truth, which really just means that the more that we let ourselves be seen, the more love grows, the more vulnerable self-disclosure, rather than hiding behind an image that we think will help us be loved, the more we create empathy and understanding with each other, with others. And I'm really excited. There's a pop sound, a pop song that I heard on the radio the other day called Try, and it's really addressed to women, and the lyrics are just about how you don't have to try so hard to be loved, that just be yourself. So really happy to see this message getting out there. And then we have the law of consciousness, which is another really core law to understand. And what this means is that love is more a vibration than it is a physical thing. And so because it's a vibration, because it's a state of consciousness, the more it's shared, the more it grows. Whereas if we think of love as equivalent to money, for example, then we want to hoard it, because if we express it, if we spend it, we're going to have less left. And that's not the way love actually works. It's one of the false beliefs, is that if we divide it up among a bunch of people, maybe like our three children, they each get a third of the love. It's not really true. Three children in a happy family are just happier than maybe a family of only two.
Yes. Okay, well, we're going to have to get the seventh law when we come back from this break. This is Chris Danis. We'll be right back and talk more with Deborah Annapol.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions, and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stanis, and I'm talking with Deborah Annapol today. And we were just talking about the natural laws of love, and we got through six, so we're going to continue. What is number seven?
Number seven is the law of forgiveness. And this is the law that actually allows us to grow toward unconditional love, because very few humans can love perfectly, but if we can forgive ourselves and others generously, we always have another chance. It's okay to make mistakes and forgive and move on into more love.
Well, and forgiveness isn't always that easy. I've studied is like a state of mind that you can't just say, okay, I forgive, and it's gone. That's just like a mental.
Right. It's a whole process. It's not as easy as just do it. But the realization that we can move in that direction is an important one.
Yes, and it's not so much about the other person as what it does for yourself when you forgive.
Exactly, because it doesn't feel very good to be holding on to resentment and grudges. It kind of hurts us sometimes more than the person we feel has wronged us.
Yes. So, and some of your work is about creating conscious relationships. So what is necessary for that, to make that happen?
Well, the very first thing is to be conscious oneself. And I think often, we're looking for our partner to bring consciousness to the relationship, or for the relationship to somehow magically become conscious, when actually what it's about is our own ability to be conscious. And by conscious, I mean present and aware of who we really are, not some image or personality that we're trying to maintain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if we're working in that, like that image, how real are we then in a relationship?
Exactly. And so what happens is two people who are trying to relate from a place of pretending to be someone they're not, you've got two illusions dancing with each other. And this is not anything resembling conscious relationship. So that's the first thing is really to see how conscious am I. And from there, to take 100% responsibility for everything that happens in relating with others. Now, often we think, oh, it's 50% me and 50% you. But to truly accept 100% responsibility, not for the other person, but just for yourself, is what allows us to have a conscious relationship.
Yeah. And it's work, but let's make it fun work. We learn so much about ourselves when we put that effort into our relationships.
Yeah, the people we're relating with are our mirrors reflecting back to us the places of unconsciousness. So it's actually an ongoing process of becoming more and more conscious as we reflect to each other the places, the blind spots, the things we're not seeing.
Well, let's talk about sexual initiations. And, you know, we kind of are lacking them in our Western culture, wouldn't you say? And why are they important, and what should we be doing about them?
Well, sexual initiations, our culture is lacking in really pretty much every kind of initiation, but sexual initiations, because they are so, and sex in general has been taboo, are probably the most neglected. And then when people do think about sexual initiations, they're usually thinking about, yeah, puberty rites, or, you know, something that happens when you first come into your sexual maturity. And while those are important and controversial, I really want people, and women particularly, to realize that every time we enter a new life phase, when we become mothers, when we become menopausal, this is actually a huge shift in our sexuality. And yeah, an initiation means that we die to the old and discover something new. And often, mothers and menopausal women are trying to hold on to the sexuality that they knew as maidens, as young women. And it doesn't work. It just really becomes frustrating. And so letting go of, and if necessary, mourning and grieving the past, although in a way it's not necessary, because what's ahead is often deeper and richer than what we knew before. But we'll never find that out if we're hanging on to the old. And because the culture emphasizes youth and virginity in some sense, we don't realize that we're constantly reinventing and rediscovering ourselves as sexual beings.
Yes, yeah, and that's such a good point. I think there is such an emphasis on youth that us older women, it's like we feel something's lost if we don't have that appeal anymore. We don't have that same exuberance around, you know, sexuality or whatever it is, and then deny what we do have.
Exactly. And not to make the sexuality of youth wrong, but a lot of it is hormone driven. A lot of it is, I call it the agenda of the DNA to reproduce. And once we're free of these biological pressures, we're really freed up for a more spiritual and multidimensional experience of sexuality. So it's an exciting adventure that, for me, I find is continually revealing new things that I didn't know, even after 40 years of focus in this field.
So it's an ongoing exploration.
It is.
And so that gets in, you know, the terms of erotic and how that is different from the term sexual or sexuality.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people use them as synonyms, and sometimes I even find myself slipping into that. But the distinction I would make is that sexual really has to do specifically with the genitals, and yeah, if not reproduction, you know, with the sex organs. Whereas erotic is a word that refers to the function of human beings connecting the earth and spirit, the non-physical, connecting the physical and the non-physical. And so what this implies is, first of all, a whole body experience, not one that's limited to the pelvis, and secondly, one that has to do with consciousness, has to do with our life purpose, connecting the physical and the non-physical realities.
And so how does that tie into your work, like what you're going to do at Woman Wisdom is this pelvic heart integration. So how do we apply that to this topic of sexuality and erotic?
Okay. Yeah, so the pelvic heart integration work grew out of a realization that most people have a tremendous amount of energy locked in the pelvis, that this life force energy that is used for reproduction and for genital sex can actually travel through every cell of our body and also between one body and another. And it can only do this if the pathway between the heart and the pelvis is intact. And this pathway gets cut off in early childhood or even infancy for most people in this culture because we're not coming into contact with other people, like our parents, who have this pathway intact. And so even though it's natural to us, we have to relearn it later in life. We have to let go of the blocks we've created in response to the circuit being broken, and we have to find ways to reconnect with the heart and the pelvis and the self and the soul and the masculine and the feminine, all of these polarities.
Yeah. And you know, I've interviewed some people too that talk about this. It's almost like, you know, we've been in our head and then we tell people, okay, you got to move from your heart. And then there's either this womb wisdom, you know, this pelvic wisdom that we have to move into as well. So there's, you know, and it's that integration of all of those things together that creates us to be a whole, you know, be fully conscious. And it's, you know, I think it's a life learning experience, you know, that we're never perfect on this. We're always moving forward and can continue to learn about our bodies and our physicality and our sexuality. And
yeah, it is an ongoing process, but I think it's one that at this moment in time, there's a tremendous interest in bringing back together all the separate parts that have been split off and put in opposition to each other.
Yes. Well, I invite people to check out her workshop at the conference. It's Pelvic Heart Integration, Reclaim Your Innocence About Love and Sex, and look at her website. Deborah's website is www.lovewithoutlimits.com. So thank you so much for being on the show today, Deborah.
Thank you, Chris. It's been delightful to talk with you.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk with Lynn Crichton.
Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
If you look on the back of a GLaOS dressing label, you'll see one taste and you're hooked for life. And you know what? That's the truth. I love this stuff. Try mixing the Caesar dressing with broccoli and sunflower seeds for a simple and delicious salad. Visit GLaOSCafe.com and order your dressings online. That's GLaOSCafe.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
It's Thanksgiving all month long at Central Auto Group in Plainfield, your number one buying destination and the home of Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen. Drive away a new Ford Supercab XLT 4x4 for only $26,900.
What?
$26,900. A new Mazda 6, just $19,890.
What?
$19,890. A new Hyundai Accent, $12,980.
What?
$12,980. Or a new Volkswagen Jetta for a low $13,950.
What?
$13,950. Sign and drive on all Volkswagens to get a free plow with a new Super Duty till the end of November. Central can can afford to sell vehicles thousands below cost because we do volume. Acres of inventory and America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 miles. Never undersold, or we give you $2,000. Open 7 days a week. We service all makes and models. Bring in 10 canned goods for Project Penn Food Pantry and Moosup and get an additional $100 off any vehicle. Bring in a new children's jacket and save an additional $250. Central Auto Group, CT.com, exit 87, I-395, Plainfield, 860-564-4014. Central Auto Group. See dealer for details.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Danis, and I am, first I want to announce the last announcement about our healing temple. We have body workers and healers and readers like psychic readers, shamanic readers, tarot readers, and today's the deadline. So actually, if you emailed us today, our applications information is on our website. Just go to womanofwisdom.org and click on the 2015 conference and scroll down on the homepage of the conference, and you'll see information. And if you got the applications in over the weekend, you'd have to email. We could squeeze you in through our selection process. So I just want to remind people about that. So Lynn Creighton, she is a sculptor and has created ecstatic female figures in bronze for 25 years that express the idea that life is meant to be a celebration. And Lynn has studied and practiced for 30 years the Native American transformational ceremonies and also what happened to the goddess worshipers in the Mediterranean region. They celebrated life and their goddesses for 20 to 30,000 years before they were invaded. We know what happened. A lot of that culture is gone. Her website is, you can look at her art and see what she's up to at www.sacred-source.com. And she's given a workshop on Saturday morning called Reclaiming Sexuality as Sacred. So welcome, Lynn.
Thank you.
Well,
I'm real happy to be part of what you're doing, Chris.
Yes, well, we're happy to have you too. And just we want to get into what, you know, the things that you do. And first, is, you know, tell us like some bit of your history of how you became interested in this subject.
When I finished graduate school, I felt the need to connect to something truthful in life in order to express that through my artwork. I didn't want to make meaningless, incidental artwork. And I think maybe I'd been on a spiritual journey for most of my life. But at that time, I found a Native American medicine man who I wanted to work with. And I did. And an apprentice to him and worked with him for 10 years. And after that, I was leading the transformational ceremonies. And in that, I found women who were suffering, a lot of women who were suffering from abuses in their life. And that's what kind of pulled my attention over to sexuality as an issue that I wanted to pay attention to, that I felt was important to pay attention to.
So that's
what I did.
Uh-huh. And so obesity, is that what was the connection there that you found?
Obesity?
Mm-hmm.
Obesity is not one of my issues. No, it isn't.
No. So I thought I heard you say obesity. I didn't.
What I found was women being tentative about who they were, what they were meant to be doing, what their life was all about. And at the same time, this abuse issue kept coming up, people praying about the way that they had been incested or the way that they had been raped or, you know, harassment in the workplace. And this was many, many years ago now. But I was experiencing it as a leader of these ceremonies, helping people work through these situations. And sexuality had been part of my work with my Native American teacher. He taught that sexuality was sacred and that each person must learn about their own sexuality in order to be fully who they are. So that's kind of where I was coming from in the Native American perspective. And then as I encountered women who were suffering, I began to look at the issue more broadly and found that some people had already discovered that the goddess worshippers had been invaded. In fact, my sister was working with Maria Gumbutas in a seminar at UCLA, and she took me to that seminar, and that's how I met Maria Gumbutas and began to understand the work that was going on in archaeology and anthropology around who the women had been and what had happened to terminate the worship of the goddess. This happened 5,000 years ago. And up until that time, for 20 or 30,000 years, the goddess had been worshipped in the temple with sacred sexuality as the way of the worshiper to raise their own energy to its highest level. And in that match the energy of the great mother, the divine energy, which is at a much higher vibration. That story within the goddess worshiping tradition and within the history of, the whole culture is the same story as the Native Americans. In my teacher's rendition of the Native American Genesis story is that the great consciousness of the universe is unformed, but it eventually forms itself, and in its own consciousness, it can't see who it is. This great spirit, in the Native American terminology, slows its own energy down until it manifests itself in the islands and the sea, the continents, and then the animals, the humans. Slowed down energy of the consciousness of the Great Spirit is how we come into being. And in celebration of the Great Spirit, we raise our energy to higher levels. And so we understand more of who we are as the Great Spirit by raising our vibration. And that same tradition was in the goddess worshipers. They raise their vibration through their sexual energy to meet the higher vibration of their sacred creator, the goddess. Does any of that make sense?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And so now in our generation, because that's, you're talking, you know, way back when the goddess was revered that way, and we accessed that power, that how do you work with people to reclaim our sexuality as sacred today? What steps do you recommend for people to take?
Well, first of all, I think people have to understand this history of the invasion of the goddess worshippers, and then the withholding of information about the goddess worshippers to this moment, where still our religious teachers teach us that the women are to be silent in the sanctuary. That women's sexuality is evil, and women are still, caught in that kind of mythology of our religions that we tell them today. So that's what I think, first of all, we have to recognize that there was an interruption of something sacred. It was our sexuality. And that the not only was it interrupted, but it has been denied us. Women have been denied the understanding of their sexuality as sacred and as a means to raise our energy and our sense of ourselves to a higher level. So first, I think we have to understand that. And then we have to, I believe the most, when we understand it and when we can say to ourselves, oh, my sexuality, my orgasticness is within me, it can't be really taken away, it resides in me. I have the tool, the mechanism for raising my energy to a higher level, to raising my awareness of myself and of the sacred to a higher level. I have that means in myself. So this is one of the reasons, Chris, that I feel so kind of urgent, because there's nothing stopping each woman from claiming her own inner power and knowledge, except her own fear and resistance. And there's nothing that has to come to the woman from the outside. It's her inner willingness to give herself permission to know that her orgasm is her mechanism for not only connecting to her own inner wisdom and highest energy, but to the highest energy available, in the universe.
Okay, well, we're going to come back and talk more about that. We can take a quick break. We'll be back and talk more with Lynn Creighton.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm talking with Lynn Creighton today. And at first, before we go on, Lynn, why don't you give your website and where people can find out about your artwork and what you do?
www.sacred-source.com. Somebody's working on that right now, and very shortly, it'll be under my name. www.lynncreighton.com.
Okay, well, great. And I know, you know, check out her bronze sculptures. They really are beautiful. But we'll get into that in a second. But first, when we've been talking on the subject of sexuality and that higher power within ourselves, that our inner wisdom, and then tapping into what I kind of call like the universal wisdom. It's much, much larger mm-hmm. than we are. Mm-hmm. And you're stating like that's accessible kind of through our orgasmic physicality.
Yeah. And in as a matter of fact, we don't really have to, you know, wait for the right partner to come along. Although I do think that in life, developing the right partner so that the sexual experience is one of very high celebration that two people can make between them. You know, maybe even more than one person can make for themselves. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I am not advocating no partners, but I'm just saying you don't have to wait for a partner. We don't. Yeah. Women do not have to wait for a partner to experience the power of their own wisdom that comes through orgasm. Mm-hmm. I think it's a real important thing.
Yeah, and there's a lot of shame around that too. It's like we're just taught that, you know, that's not okay. So,
That not okay is part of the way that the religions of the world have kept control of women's sexuality for 5,000 years. And once we know that history, it's up to us to take it back. You know, okay, you were wrong about that. I do have the right to my own orgasm, and your power, your need for power over me, your need for power in wealth, in life, do not have to guide me in recognizing who I am and how I live my life, what is important to me. And in this case, we're talking about gaining access to the power and wisdom of who we actually are. It's over. As soon as we call the game, it's over, and we can take back control of this ourselves. We don't have to wait for, you know, we don't have to wait for the Koch brothers to recognize that we are powerful. We recognize it ourselves, and we take it back for ourselves.
Yeah, it is up to us to take it back.
Yeah, and to me, this is such a simple thing. It's such a simple answer. It's like not looking out there for the exact right formula for being in power. No, God gave us this. God has gave us this. We have a clitoris, and it is our gift. It's our gift, and we should be using it. I do find, that I can't say this to everybody that I want to say it to, there's still incredible limitations in our culture to hearing this. I did a presentation recently in a museum in Ventura, and they told me, you cannot use the word orgasm or masturbation. And I was talking about sacred sexuality. Well, how do you talk about it without talking about orgasm?
I don't think those are words that are censored on TV, and that's so regulated,
Well, it's about, 20 years since the president had to get rid of the Surgeon General because she advocated masturbation as a tool for, living as a reality, a real part of life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, things change.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying, and times change, and we grow and learn, and our language changes, and what we're able to talk about and all that. That thing of censoring, that's just out of fear that someone's going to be offended.
But it is how the whole problem gets perpetuated, forever. And, it seems like forever. I've been working on sculpture, and I hope that people will look at this sculpture that speaks to this issue. I'm an artist. I'm a clay artist, and I make forms in clay that express this idea of celebration. And then those forms I make a mold, and they go on to bronze. And so they are all in bronze. And I have just about 100 different figures of ecstatic female figures.
Yeah, and they're beautiful. So I do invite people to check them out. And so that's your what drew you to be, were you a sculptor first before you moved into this topic of sexuality and the ancient history of the goddess worshippers and stuff?
They were sort of in tandem. I mean, it was, as I said, it was the women in trouble in their lives. And then, coming through me, this antidote, the antidote to trouble in your lives is experiencing your own power through your sexuality. And then what? Here are these figures. I'm doing this in clay. I can find the magic of celebration in this plastic quality of the clay. I can look for what does celebration look like in women experiencing, expressing the most powerful, bright, vibrant truth of their own reality. What does that look like? And so I'm, and from the artist's perspective, you do have the tool. I have this affinity, this love, really, of clay and what it'll do. So I have a tool, my own ability to work with the clay, and I have the material itself. And so this celebration within my work, as the image of the feminine celebrating emerges out of my work, that has been a driving force in my own life.
Yeah, so great. Well, thank you so much for being here today. It was great to talk to you, Lynn.
Thank you, Chris.
And be sure to, everybody, check out her workshop. Just go to the Woman of Wisdom website. Saturday morning, she is doing the workshop, Reclaiming Sexuality as Sacred. That's February 14th. And be sure to go to her website, which is sacred-source.com. And that was great. So I also want to just check out everything on our website. There's lots going on in the conference. It's all individually priced. You can create your own conference. You can come one day, one night. And related to our sexuality topic, we're actually doing a burlesque show. It's called Inheritance, Maiden, Mother, Crone. And it's exploring this whole power issue around, reclaiming our bodies and reclaiming our sexuality. And that's going to be our Valentine's Day night event at the conference. So check that out. Tomorrow, I'm going to be honored. But Dr. Pat nominated me for a Empowering Women Leadership Award at the Global Women's Summit. It's in Bellevue at the Meydenbauer Center tomorrow. And join us. You can probably still register to attend this fabulous event. And I'm so honored to be receiving an award and have to thank Dr. Pat for that. So I'm also, I love sharing Woman of Wisdom with everybody. And I have the book, Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. It's an inspiring book of many different voices of the feminine, art, poetry, stories, and some of our best talks from Woman of Wisdom presenters. It's a great holiday gift. Check it out. You can buy it on our website, www.womenofwisdom.org. Just look for the products page. And I think that's it. So I hope everybody has a fabulous weekend. I'll be talking to two more people on next Friday from the conference. And I'll just surprise you and let you know who they are later. We're going to be talking to presenters all through February. So it's going to be great. So have a great weekend, everybody. A fabulous Thanksgiving. And I'll be talking to you next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stainis.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet yoandrew at andrewtweetgeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I'm here to rave about my favorite dressing and marinade, Galeos Marinades. As hearty vegetables such as Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, and pumpkin replace the waning fruits of summer on supermarket produce displays. When I want to add that special touch to my fall dishes, I reach for Galeos Miso. Whether it's the Miso Caesar, Dijonnet, Ginger Wasabi, and the newcomer, Southwest, I know that I'm going to prepare a fabulous dish. Galeos dressings, which are made with all natural ingredients, have no MSG and are gluten-free and should all be part of a well-stocked kitchen pantry. But perhaps the Miso Caesar adds a special something to fall's bountiful harvest. The culinary masterminds behind Galeos Miso dressing, chefs Andre and Gordana, have just developed several of their favorite easy-to-prepare and healthy fall recipes that include their Miso Caesar dressing. So visit GaleosCafe.com. That's GaleosCafe.com for your special fall dish.